with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, March 18th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. We need to start our sports update with some sad news involving Lamar's Community School District. The district suffered a tragic loss over the weekend. Head girls soccer coach Nikki Green passed away unexpectedly on Friday, March 15, leaving behind her husband Ben and two daughters. Lamar's athletic director Dave Irwin says they will elevate current assistant coach Kayla Coatman to the role of head coach. The Bulldog girls soccer team is scheduled to start their season on Monday, March 25th at Dennis and Schleswig with their home opener to follow on Tuesday the 26th against Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Decisions on whether or not those games will be played on schedule have not yet been made. A GoFundMe link has been set up to help the family with funeral expenses and to support her husband and daughters through this difficult time. We have linked to that GoFundMe page. You can look that up on our Twitter page, which is at KLEM Sports. Again, Nikki Green, Lamar's Community School District girls head soccer coach, passing away unexpectedly on Friday. Our condolences go out to the family, friends, and the players of Nikki Green. Let's get to some sports news and notes and scores from the weekend. The track and field season is now starting to get into full swing. The indoor season for the Lamar's Community Girls Track Team, the freshman side, competing at the Buena Vista Indoor Meet on Friday. And again, it was just a freshman roster that was taken out to Storm Lake. So not a whole lot to go off of, but one result that did definitely catch our eyes in the long jump was Kenzie Niesk finishing third place with a jump of 16 feet 2 inches. Again, a freshman against varsity competition. That was a good showing there for the Bulldog girls track team. Also on Friday, we'll go to some college sports news. The opening round of the NAIA Women's and Men's Basketball National Tournament with some area athletes competing in that. Let's take a look at those scores. In the round of 64 in the women's tournament, Northwestern College defeated Rio Grande 79-76. It was Briar Cliff beating Mid-America Christians 81-67. Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle with 4 points to go along with 5 rebounds. And Dort University beat Oakland City 81-71. In NAIA men's basketball's round of 64 was Madonna University ending Dort's season 77-72. Northwestern College puts up triple digits in a victory over St. Mary of the Woods 102-87. And Morningside defeated Lords University 93-78. Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman had an assist in the victory. The weekend continued into Saturday, where more track results coming in from Buena Vista and Storm Lake at the high school indoor meet hosted by the Beavers. The Hinton track team in attendance, as was Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley. Let's take a look at some individual results. Again, these track meets did not keep team scores. They were mainly just to kind of compare times and see how you do against some competition. We'll start with the Hinton Blackhawks. Some really good individual scores. A lot of top finishes for the Blackhawk track program. We'll start with the boys, 60-meter dash. That'd be Daniel Blackwell taking home the gold medal, 7.3-second time in the short sprint. Girls, 60-meter hurdles, so that'd be Bailey Boovy's bread and butter right there. She takes home the top spot, a time of 9.5 seconds. Daniel Blackwell continued his great day at Storm Lake and the 200-meter dash in the indoor meet. Finished second with a time of 24.03 seconds. Girls, 400-meter dash, that'd be Cadence Peters right up her alley there, taking home the top spot, a time of 105.04. Going a little bit longer distance, the 800-meter run, well, that was taken home with a top finish by Gabby Friesen for Hinton, a time of 229.03. The girls' high jump going to Bailey Bouvier, a jump of 5 feet 3 inches, picking up right where she left off last year in that event, and same thing in the long jump. Boovy completes the sweep of the jumping events as she wins the long jump with a jump of 16 feet 9 inches. To some field events for Hinton, the boys shot put. Brooks Benaboos takes home the third spot, a throw of 46 feet 4 inches. And the girls shot put, Lauren Kunkel back for another here. And she's back to dominate the area once again. She takes home the top spot, 35 and a half feet, to win the girls shot put in Storm Lake, the indoor meet by hosted by Buena Vista. Also, some relays getting the top spot. Girls sprint medley for Hinton. Ava Lang, Ashlyn Kovarna, Gabby Friesen, and Cadence Peters win it with a time of 4:29.87. The girls 4x400-meter relay of Gabby Friesen, Cadence Peters, Ava Lang, and Bailey Bouvie. They win that meet, that event with a time of 4:23.41. The boys 4x800-meter relay, they take home the top spot there, 9:23.32. That's Cole Friesen, Jackson Kunkel, Ian Gregg, and Caleb Bauer. Good showing for the Hinton Blackhawk track team. Again, no team scores at that Buena Vista indoor meet. Also at the meet, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, River Valley track team, and some really good showing for the Panthers as well. The boys, 60-meter hurdles. It's Bo Goodwin with the top time, 8.54 seconds there. Boys, 200-meter dash, Eric McGill. He takes the top spot, 24.01 seconds, just besting Hinton's Daniel Blackwell in that event. In the boys' 800-meter run, it was Colin Van Houten taking home the third spot on the podium, 2:19.41 seconds. The boys' high jump going to Bo Goodwin, a jump of 6 feet 2 inches. Goodwin picking up where he left off from last year in the field events. Girls' long jump, Lexi Gilbert on the podium, takes home a third place spot with a jump of 16 feet even. Boys' shot put, Bo Goodwin getting into the throwing of the shot put, second place, 46 and a half feet. Boys' shuttle hurdle team for KPWCRV takes home second, a time of 41.5 seconds. It's Wyatt Fickbohm, Sam Monk, Wyatt Huizenga, and Carson Coulter. Girls shuttle hurdle takes home third, a time of 44.45 seconds. That's Rian Wright, Peyton Trapp, Charity Linden, and Riley Anderson. And the girls 4x400-meter relay takes home third, a time of 4:27.92 for Natalie Schlanger, Brooklyn Bielner, Peyton Trapp, and Julia Miletic. As KPWCRV gets their track season started, so do the Hinton Blackhawks, and we're under full swing as far as indoor meets are concerned. Also on Saturday, the round of 32 of the NAIA National Tournament in men's and women's basketball, and some Plymouth County athletes are continuing to dance in the sport of basketball. In the women's side, it was Indiana Wesleyan ending Northwestern's season in 84-42 drubbing of the Red Raiders. Briar Cliff squeaked by in an upset, a 7-seed over 2-seed upset of Vanguard, 69-68. Galen Catholic alum Rachel Langle with a 7.9 rebound, 2 steal, and a block performance, as the Chargers will come back to Sioux City to play Indiana Tech at the Tyson Event Center, and that will be coming up on Friday night. The Dort Defenders defeated Spring Arbor to move on to the final site of the Tyson Event Center, 87-67. Kingsley Pearson alum Mackenzie Goodwin, she doesn't start, she's not quite in that first rotation, but was able to get in for the last few minutes of the victory, sending Dort onto the Tyson Event Center, and they will play Mayville State coming up Friday evening as well at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City. The NAIA men's basketball round of 32 saw both area GPAC teams move on. Morningside defeated Georgetown 61-59. Lamar's Community alum Caleb Dreckman had 3 points. The Mustangs will take on the University of the Cumberlands in Kansas City. Northwestern College squeaked by Oregon Tech. A bucket within a minute to go defeated the Owls 72-71. They'll play the overall top seed of the tournament, Grace College, in Kansas City coming up this week. Take a look now at the sports schedule for today. Some more indoor track meets. Yeah, things are really heating up now. Galen Catholic and MMCRU will get their track season started at an indoor meet hosted by Dort University in Sioux Center. Lamar's Community will be heading up to Vermilion, South Dakota at the Dan Lennon meet hosted by the University of South Dakota. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.